Hello. It's office hours for week three. I'm so excited. And I just said typed in like, "Hey gang," in the group, and I see it's Stephanie. So, hey Stephanie, how you doing, lady? As promised and hinted, Soho Sarah is making an appearance. So I'm gonna wear this hat as long as I can because it's kind of warm here. But those of you who have gone through week three and the It Factor, you know that Soho Sarah is my video alter ego. And it's something that I love to tap into whenever I'm asking questions about how the video should look, about what I should wear, about just my general attitude and vibe and behavior in the video. You know, it just brings out that inner New Yorker in me. I say that timidly, like it's so not New York, but it works for like the introvert in me loves to bring out the Soho Sarah in me. So let's see. There's no questions yet. So Stephanie, since you're the only person on so far, if you have any questions, let me know. Just like type them in and we can get cracking on helping you through this week's content. Or any general video blocks that you're experiencing, any general video on camera questions that you may have. Okay. So let me see. Okay. So while I'm waiting for questions to come in, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what all we have been going through this week. And let's start off since I already have the hat on and I honestly don't know how long it's going to last because like I don't like air conditioning so and we're in a heat wave, so it's a little warm in here as you can tell from my dewy glow. But yeah, let's chat a bit about the video alter ego and how that shows up in your videos. So one fantastic trick that I love with the video alter ego, as I've mentioned in the training, is to grab an accessory of some sort. And I've picked this up from my years in theater, preparing for a role as a character. I've picked it up from different entrepreneurs as well. The lovely Jennifer Covington, who's in our group, uses this with her clients, and she deals with life and business coaching. So it's a fantastic tool that you can use as you're going through your video adventure and your video journey to bring out different parts of your personality. Because really, like Soho Sarah is a part of me and she's not going anywhere. It's just a matter of giving her permission to come out and play. So let me see here. We have any questions? No questions so far, y'all. Okay. So I will keep going. I will talk for as long as, hey man, I will keep talking. like getting me to talk about video and being on camera is just one of those things where it's like hard to get me to shut up sometimes. So until we get some questions popping in, I will kind of go over this content from this past week. And one thing that I want to also for you to keep in mind is to keep your momentum going as we're going through like week three now and we're going into the new brand new implementation week is to keep that momentum going, keep posting those videos and doing those video missions because with video and with doing this on camera stuff, it is about consistency. It's about keeping that momentum, that flow going, and don't let it stop until this is done. Okay. So I highly encourage you to go in and pop in and do your video missions if you need to do them as batch shooting. So you sit down and shoot all of them at once instead of like one every day. Go ahead and do that. Just get this stuff done because it's waiting for you and it's the best way again to get better on camera and rock it. Okay. So yes, so the video alter ego. I'm really curious to hear about what you guys have come up with, if you've come up with any names for your video alter ego, and what you, the accessories or wardrobe is that you've chosen to help encourage that time in your life or that certain energy that you really, really, really want to tap into. So, yeah. So, anyhow, there's no, is anybody on yet? I think Stephanie's here. Hey, sweetie. Okay. Sweetie, I'm getting so familiar with you guys now. Hey, lady. Glad to see you. I hope you got questions because you're the only person on. So bring it. Bring it. Are you wanting to get on in chat? I see you have a question here. Do you want to get on the camera? No, you look crazy. Okay. All right. Understandable. All right. Well, let me start answering your question here. And then we'll continue from there. Okay. So Stephanie's lovely question is, if we don't have fears about the videos themselves, is there any way we can get early access? Oh, to the technical stuff. I wanted to improve my existing videos that have been created for my course. So Stephanie, the best way to do that, oh, and you also say, been on webinars since 7 a.m. and haven't even showered yet. Gotcha. The best way to get some early help with tech stuff is to shoot all your video missions, because next week I'm holding a special 1 hour session for people who have shot all the video missions who want to get early access. It's not early access to the course material, but you can hop on and I will talk you through tech stuff. It will be specific to you and your videos, because there's only a handful of people who will be in this position of being implementation stuff. So yeah, that's your best bet, is to go ahead and do that. There will not be early access to the tech, because I want the group itself to not be, start freaking out people who are not ready to see the tech stuff being implemented. I don't want them to wig out, you know, because it could still stop some people in their tracks for those who haven't started, you know, falling behind. So the implementation week is going to be really helpful for that. You said, oh yeah, I saw it in the last email. Yeah. So you're well on your way. You just need to rock. I believe it's just this week's, the week three videos. And then you're like in, you're so in, and you can ask me any questions and it'll be based on your videos and what I have seen so far, and like ask away. Cause again, there's only going to be a handful of people who are going to be on this call. So it's going to be an hour of time with me, and I will seriously walk you through your next steps. And it's not going to be about like overwhelming you with information, because there's going to be quite a bit in the techs, in the tech unit and in the bonuses that will also help you, you know, add on stuff as you need it, you know. But it'll be a really great session for whoever rocks out with all of their videos, all their video missions by Monday. Yeah, I will have those by tomorrow. Woo-hoo. Haven't been using most of my tech for the video so far. I have a lighting kit and my backdrop is a beige sheet. Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to use, like, the stuff we've been doing right now is not, again, about tech. It's just the stuff of learning how to speak to your dream clients, getting comfortable on camera, bringing out the best parts of you and all that fun stuff. So yeah. So the tech is where you'll get to bring out some of your toys and show off for everyone. And in that one-on-one session, or it's not quite a one-on-one session, but one to small group session, you know, if you don't look crazy that day and you want to hop on camera, you can show me your setup and I can tell you like what to do, where to put the lights and all that fun stuff. Like, it's going to be that specific. Yeah. So I got you. I got you. Okay. So Stephanie, babe, it's just you and me here. Okay. Another question from Stephanie. You go, girl. Okay. Your question is, will there be an advanced course later this year? There's nothing in the works for that right now. It's certainly possible. I would be lying if I said that that I hadn't contemplated it. The bonuses will go, you know, into some tech and all that kind of stuff. Like, I will be covering lighting. I'll be covering editing. And all that fun stuff. So it's coming. It is coming. But if it's all about having, like, taking it to that next technical level, it's definitely something that's on my mind as far as things to introduce. But it really going to depend on how people respond to the tech that I introduce in this course first, because there'll definitely be like different levels of what you can achieve with the different tech stuff I'll be teaching and with what's in the bonuses. So, you know, so who knows? Maybe we'll see. Like, we'll check in after this course is done and after you've gone through the bonus material and all that jazz. And then I'll see where people are at, because I honestly don't want people to get so technical that it stops them. You know what I mean? But I want them to be able to make videos that they can be proud to show to their peeps and that they don't feel overwhelmed by the tech, you know? Yeah. Anyhow, okay. It's still just you and me, sweetie. I guess everybody is enjoying the hot sun, or maybe they're filming their video missions. I'm gonna go with that one. So, if you have any more questions, Stephanie, oh, you keep them coming. All right, you are the cat's meow. You say, haha, yes, filming video missions out in the hot sun. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. Okay, so let's go to your next question. This is like turning into such a 101 Q&A. I love it. Okay, so your question is, how much access will we have to you after the bonus material is available in case we have questions? It looks like there's a lot of material available. Yeah. So during the bonus, I'm considering it a bonus week. Hold on, you say here, I'm waiting for my boyfriend to set up my hammock, in which case I'll be filming from there a lot. Oh yes, do it. Oh, that's so awesome. So yes, let's go back to this question. A lot of material available. So the bonus week, I will be 100% available to the group. So I highly recommend that you dive into that bonus material, like devour it during that week as much as possible, and figure out, like, what I would recommend is as far as tech is concerned, like, figure out what is the one thing that you want to focus on that week that will make the biggest impact that isn't scary for you. You know, what is the one thing from the bonuses that you really want to dive into and work on that? And during that bonus week, I will be, you know, just as available. Now we're also going to have a office hours during that week. So, yeah, so you've got me. As far as after that is concerned, you know what? It's good. The plan is that we go back to normal, like your regular scheduled programming after the bonus week, so that I will be not focused on the class. I'll be focusing on getting more people to join the class and all that kind of stuff, and tweaking the class, any of the lessons that need to be revamped for the next round and all that jazz. But since you guys are in the debut run of the course, I'm also going to, it's like this implementation week. Like I kind of assessed what the temperature of the group was. I, you know, was noticing some people who had been very active had petered off. Some people were having technical issues and all that stuff. And I just felt like, you know, asking about an implementation week felt right. It wasn't a plan for the course, but it felt right. So that's why this has been implemented. The implementation week has been implemented. But as far as the bonuses are concerned, I will take like note of what's going on in the course and what's happening in the group and see where people are at, you know, to figure out what's the best step from there. You know, if it's like a second course, which is deeper and more advanced as far as technical stuff is concerned, or if it's something that can be worked out with, say, the bonuses being 2 weeks of actual hands-on stuff, or just 1 week of hands-on stuff. So it's a long question. I mean, a long answer, but that's the basic nuts and bolts of, you know, what's going to be going on during the bonus time, because yeah, there's definitely lots of stuff in there. And, but it's meant to be a progression type of thing. So the bonuses are not necessarily meant to all be, you know, do them all this week and I'm gonna learn everything about editing. And no, don't do that. Take it one step at a time when it comes to the bonuses. Like if you imagine any other course, when you have those bonuses, you don't consume them all at once and implement them all at once. You do them one at a time, you do them as needed, you know, because for example, like the editing bonus, some people may not be ready for editing until 6 months from now. So I can't be, you know, hands-on in the group in 6 months in that same type of way necessarily. I don't know. I mean, it's all working itself out because it is the debut run, you know? Mom, I hope that answers your question. Okay. So, Stephanie says, I have an off-topic question for you, which might be weird for right now. Okay. Well, since it's the Stephanie hour, darling. Okay, that sounded super weird. It's all good. Like, stalking questions? No. Go ahead and ask it, and I'll let you know if it's too funky for what we're working on right now, or if it's too off-topic and may overwhelm people or something like that. Okay. Since again, it is the Stephanie hour, this is the bonus round Hashtag Stephanie. But go ahead and ask. All right. In the meantime, while you're queuing your question, hold on here. So while Stephanie is queuing her question, I would like to mention that I am redoing one of the videos from the course. So this is from module two. So week two of on-camera cardio. And it's a video called The Ordinary World Exercise. I'm scaling it down. I think people were finding it too overwhelming. It was too much and it was going, a bit too long. So I've really honed it down and made it really digestible for you guys. And I think, more doable and more fun. So I'm actually working. I was working on it before this and should be up by the end of today. And I will have a brand new video replacement in there for you. So you can go ahead and download and watch that. And I'm also replacing the sweet sheet as well. So instead of like the 40 some odd questions I had for you guys that I was reading a little too fast, it's going to be 10, 11 questions. And I'm actually going to give you time in the video to write your answers. So there's music and all that stuff. And you can have 30 seconds for each of the questions to write down your answers or type it into your sweet sheet PDF because I've got space for it, for your answers right there. Okay. So keep an eye out for that. I will also send an email out around that. I'll put it in the follow-up to this lovely hashtag Stephanie hour office hours. Okay. So let me dive in with your question here. Okay. So Stephanie asks, I have a course where I teach people how to update their online resume. And part of that is updating LinkedIn. I suggest videos. I was wondering if we could talk about collaboration. Oh, I have a portion of my course where I talk about how to find a passion and purpose, which might help with people defining their why, which may interest you. Okay, so what I recommend, Stephanie, is that you and I chat about this on the side, because I think this is, definitely something that I think people will be like, huh, when they sign in for this. So you and I can chat more about that. Yeah, you say exactly the weird part. Yeah, so you and I can have we can just like Facebook each other and we'll chat about that. But I think video is, you know, it's a very smart tool to use. And actually we have Karen Yankovic, who's part of the bonuses, and she's coming in to talk about social media and videos and getting seen. You know, it's like, you've made a video, now what? And she actually started off as a LinkedIn expert and now is like broadened out to like a ton of social media stuff. And she's actually in the group. She's been super quiet, but she is in the group. So we will be having social media discussions coming in as part of the bonuses. So, okay. So my darling, it's still just the two of us. I think it's one of those days. I think people have been a bit working on other stuff perhaps this week and have not done the work for the it factor necessarily. Perhaps, I don't know. I'm guessing summer, maybe too many mojitos, says Stephanie. I agree. Well, you know, it's funny because when I decided on the date for the course to start it, because I had been procrastinating for so long and I was just like, just come up with a date, just decide a date. And I finally decided I was going to launch it 2 days, like the first day, the first official day was going to be on my 2 days after my birthday. And I kind of was like, you know, summer may not be a great time to, you know, for people to dive in, but you know, sometimes you just have to dive in, you know, sometimes it's like, it felt like the right date. So I had to do it. It had to happen. And I think it's the same with video as well. It's like, it's that decision that you make that you have to do the thing that you've got to do it, you know, come hell or high water, because like, honestly, you know, doing the video missions, most of it is psychology, like getting started and pressing record is about making that decision to do it. that real yes to do it, as opposed to the pretend yes. And I have so many, like I have some pretend yeses in my life that I need to turn into real yeses, such as exercising, going to the gym. Those of you who, I guess, probably almost all of you guys don't know, like I actually have, I'm dealing with two herniated discs in my back, my lower back. I had an accident a few years ago. And an interesting story, actually, I was at this event in the Hamptons, of all places, and I was doing a, I was invited to this retreat that was for philanthropists, artists, and scientists. And I actually started off in the sciences. I was started off in biochemistry, and I hadn't even, haven't thought of it in 20 years. I was looking for funding for a stage play of mine, and I was an artist. So I was just so geeking out that I was going to be hanging out with scientists, fellow artists, and philanthropists for like 2 weeks. But at any rate, I was out in the ocean, and I was hanging out with this artificial intelligence specialist guy. And he was, we were talking about waves and wave formations. This is hashtag nerding out right now, guys. Like I've said, I was a nerd, but I haven't mentioned that I'm also like a former science nerd. But he was telling me about how the every seventh wave apparently is a bigger wave. It's a more powerful wave. And I was calling him out on some bullshit right there. I was just like, yeah, I don't agree. So we start counting the waves, and the seventh one came and went, and it wasn't big. And I was sitting there gloating. I'm in the water. I'm like, ha ha. Like I knew better than the artificial intelligence guy. And then the eighth wave was a huge wave, and it crowned over my head and sent me right down to the ocean floor. And I bonked my head. This arm went back at a really bad angle. I scraped the skin off my shoulder, compressed my spine, and that resulted in herniated disc a few months later, or two herniated discs a few months later. So what that brings me back to is I've been told that I need to exercise regularly and I need to do physio regularly. And those are ones where I'm like, because they feel less urgent, I've made them pretend yeses for some reason. Like to me, the real yes right now is my business and growing, you know, growing this business of mine, reaching out and helping people, building this course and all that fun stuff. So that's the real yes in my business right now. And unfortunately, you know, like my health has become the pretend yes. Or I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times this week. And then like, you know, the end of the week comes and it's like, oh, I haven't done it. So, you know, when it comes to your video missions and all that jazz, you know, make sure like come check in and ask yourself if you've gone into the pretend yes zone. I know that the real yes has definitely happened for some people. I know that the real yes happened for a while for some people. And then resistance can come up. You know, life happens. Technical things can happen, as our lovely Sandra has been experiencing with the internet. And your real yes can shift into the pretend yes. So what I would like to focus on for the upcoming implementation week is turning those pretend yeses back into real yeses. And I may even go to the gym. You see, I even say may. No, I will. Okay. Here's my promise, guys, is I will go to the gym next week. I'm going to say some real yeses in my life that are important that I should be doing. Like it's important to my well-being and my health. And you guys, it's up to you to say a real yes to recommitting to making these video missions, to going through the lessons, posting those videos in the group. Okay. So I'm holding you to it. I don't know how I'm going to hold you to it, but I'm going to hold you to it. And I will, here's the proof I will give you of my real yes for next week, is I will post videos of me at the gym on the bicycle. Okay. And it will be to encourage you. It's literally like the on-camera boot camp is like an exercise metaphor. Is that a coincidence that it's an exercise metaphor? I somehow doubt it. It's, you know, the subconscious works in funny ways. But I will be in the gym for the on-camera boot camp, and I will post some Facebook Live videos for you as proof that I'm saying a real yes, okay? And I want you guys to do that as well, because implementation week is going to be a really important time, really special time for you to recommit to this stuff, because it works. And I know you signed up for this course because you want to make videos for your tribe, and you want to get better on camera. You want to make stuff that you're proud to show, you know, to the world. So let's stay on that journey. Okay, hold on. Let me go back up here. Stephanie, hashtag Stephanie Hour. Okay, so you say so many people don't accomplish things because they wait for the right time and come up with a million excuses. I do it. Yeah, we all do it. I think we have different things in our lives that we are really good at sticking to, and we have things in our lives that we find reasons not to, or we just kind of, you know, ignore it, which is like me with the gym. And I'm not terribly proud to admit that because, you know, health is important. But yeah, it's procrastination. And it's funny because there's, when it comes to procrastination, there's a couple different types of procrastination. One's helpful, the other's not helpful. So for example, with this stage play that I brought to New York a few years ago, when I was writing it, I actually started writing it in 2004. I started writing it in 2004. I ended my last draft of the play was in 2013. So anyhow, it was a labor of love. But, you know, when I was on one of the early drafts of the play, I think it was like the second or third draft, I decided to have a reading and I was inviting a bunch of people, you know, peers and stuff to listen to it. And I thought this was the final draft of the play. I really, really firmly believed I put all this amazing stuff in there and like the best of my writing. And, you know, I thought, oh, they're just going to be like, send it out. It's perfect. And I was sorely mistaken. They loved the kernel of it, but there were a lot of issues around the play and the structure and the this and the that. And it turned into a session of like, the feedback session was longer than the reading of the play. It was one of those where they're like, change this, change that, or, you know, suggestions like where they felt confused, what they loved, everything. And my head was so full and I didn't know what to do with all that information. And so I ended up on a, what do you call it? Like a writer's block for about a year after that reading. I couldn't even think about, like, I could not touch the play. And what I call that is, productive procrastination, because I wasn't yet ready. My system needed to absorb all the information that had been thrown at me at this reading, and it was too overwhelming. It was just too much to take action on at that time. So it ended up, like I often say, you know, things like writer's block, any form of resistance, you know, whether it's to going to the gym or doing videos, pressing record button, is serving some sort of a purpose, you know, because it's dealing with some sort of a fear. So, you know, avoiding pressing the record button could be one of these things of like, you just are feeling more protective of yourself right now. You're feeling shy, and that is what is more important to you right now. You know, and it was the same with my play. That year, like I had to kind of go, oh my gosh, like I haven't written. I was like, time is ticking. This play isn't getting any younger. You got to get back to it. But I actually didn't know what to say. I didn't know what changes to make in order to solve all the problems that everyone had shown to me. But then there's, you know, so that was productive procrastination, because when I got back to it, I was more energized. My subconscious was able to process everything, and I was able to write this thing like a beast, and I fixed all the problems and the issues and places where people were confused and all that jazz. And yeah, like it was beastly. It was like in beast mode. Soho Sarah in beast mode on that play. But you know, then there's the unproductive procrastination, which is like how I was procrastinating on putting this course out, for example. I was focusing on so many other things. I was like, oh, I gotta build my list and I gotta take 20 courses and figure out every technical thing. And then there kind of came a point where I said, you know what? You know everything that you need to know right now. You know, all you need to do is start. You need to set a date and you need to start. And it's a similar thing with video stuff. You know, it's like, you need to figure out whether it's productive or unproductive procrastination, if that's what's going on for you, and take appropriate action. And fortunately with video, like the action you can take is so simple. It's pressing the record button. There's no other bells and whistles that you need to do at this stage, you know, and during implementation week is just press that record button and make it happen. You know, that's all I'm saying. Make it productive procrastination and set it to the side, set it to the curb and say a real yes, especially next week, because we do have that extra time for you. Okay. All right, sister, 3:30. Do you have any more questions? Hashtag Stephanie hour. I would love to dive into other stuff from this week, but I don't know where people are having their issues at the moment. You know what? I will say with the, and Stephanie says, no, I actually have to run soon to get ready for an appointment. Understood. So I think what I will do, hun, I'm getting all familiar with you guys. This is how I like talk to my BFFs. I'm like, hey, hun, hey, sweetie, darling, honey bear, like, so sorry, guys, it's starting. Just let me know when you're going, Stephanie, and I'll say goodbye. And I probably will actually sign off not long after because, no monologues are fun and all, but I don't want to be monologuing randomly. I want to make sure that what I'm talking about is specific to you guys and where you guys need help. So yeah, so I'm not going to monologue. Okay, so I guess like quickly what I can say about this week's content, something that I want to make sure that you guys are understanding and really embracing is things like the dork factor that I spoke about and being able to be goofy and silly and all that stuff on video. Now I'm really excited. I've actually been like every day checking the Facebook feed to see if anyone has posted their dork video mission, and nobody has so far. So I'm still waiting with bated breath, and I can't wait for implementation week to see like what people post. But a little bit about that, because if you're feeling shy about doing that dork video or you're like, oh my God, this is really embarrassing. It's intentional. It's designed that way. It's designed to get you outside of your comfort zone. And why I love the dork factor and testing it out in our very safe environment is it's a way for you to just, again, step outside that comfort zone and step into different parts of your personality. And the dork factor does not have to be this mega huge dorky, like, oh, look how crazy I am. Like, if your personality is not that, then let it be your form of dork factor. So your form of dork factor could be quite a subtle thing. For other people, it could be a really big thing. But there's no, as I mentioned in the PDF, there is no, like, size does not matter. It really doesn't when it comes to the dork factor. I just highly encourage you guys to just dive in and get a little silly, have some fun with these videos this week. Like the It Factor video missions are generally, there's some fun stuff in there. So just make sure that you give yourself that permission to dive in and have a good time with this stuff. Okay. Yeah. So that's all I got to say about that. Darling Stephanie, I think it may be time to call it. 3:33. There's nobody on the line. You got to go. And again, I don't want to just kind of talk generally about this stuff. I really would like to be more specific and address your specific problems. So we have next week. Oh, my pleasure, Stephanie. Next week is implementation week, guys. So it's going to be kick ass, right? In the group, we're going to have some fun. We're going to get caught up and just rock it out. I'm really, really, really looking forward to supporting you in this way. It was definitely something I had in mind as a possibility that you guys might need when I was building the course, but I wasn't sure. So yeah, let's make the most of it. I will be sending out encouraging emails to you and motivating stuff to make sure that you guys are pressing record, taking these steps and getting more comfy on camera, especially for those who have fallen behind. So that when tech week comes, it's something that you're ready to embrace instead of running from, okay? So that's the whole purpose of what we've been doing right now is to get you to that stage where you're hungry for tech. you're ready for it. As Stephanie earlier is like, can we get access, your early access? I want to take that step. I'm ready for it. So, yeah. So let's get you ready for it and make it as fun and enjoyable as possible for you. Okay. And as easy to implement as possible. All right. So do yourself a favor and get yourself to that space where you're hungry for tech. Stephanie's like, yay. So hungry for tech like Stephanie. And I've had a couple other people reach out as well to ask about tech. So these are people who've been pressing record. These are people who are getting comfortable on camera. So let's make sure that we get you caught up if you are not at that stage yet. Okay. All right, my lovelies, that's it. It's 3:35 here. I still have a bunch of Caesar salad to look at this. Isn't that crazy? I have a bunch of Caesar salad to eat. I stopped eating because I was just like feeling a little garlicky. It was good. And be glad that you're on, like, not in the same room as me right now, because my breath is like garlic. Like, hello. Okay. All right. That's all I got for you guys. I'm going to show you this cup. Hold on. Stephanie says, have a wonderful afternoon. I'm about to shove my face into a bowl full of blackberries we picked the other day. Oh my gosh. I wish you were on camera, because I would love to see, like, actual real fresh blackberries. So this is my message. I don't know if it's going to show up backwards for you guys. It's probably showing up backwards, but it says, you got this. And if you need to, like, read backwards. Okay. So you got this, guys. It's readable from Stephanie. Yay. But you're like the, oh my gosh, so many gold stars today, Stephanie, like bonus points for you for being here. Cause otherwise I'd be like talking to myself this entire time and it would be crickets and tumbleweeds. So thank you very much for showing up and for committing to rocking this out and for being there for your virtual video director. Not that I don't mind monologuing, but generally I like scripted monologues that I've written rather than rambling to generalities. Okay. I hate unscripted monologues. I always stare off into space and start doing weird stuff. Actually, I think I've mentioned this in the group before, but when my sister and I, we have weekly meetups on Skype. She's down in North Carolina. And she's also an entrepreneur. She plans trips, fabulous, amazing trips to Trinidad. And I actually had the pleasure of joining them last year and filming their testimonials and filming the trip. And actually, I should share that within the group. It's pretty fun. But it was my first time to Trinidad and Tobago. And when we have our weekly meetups, for some reason, Skype likes to cut us off whenever either one of us starts monologuing for too long. So if we're going on chatting, yammering about something, all of a sudden it's like, you get this little typed message, sweetie, you're frozen. Without a doubt, whenever you start monologuing, you start worrying. I'm like, I've been monologuing for a while. Skype might decide to cut me off. So, Stephanie, thank you for being there for today. I really appreciate the company. Okay, so this is the final call. If you have any more pressing questions, oh, you say just sorry for no video. It's totally cool. I understand when you're like, I had a crazy, like, I look crazy. That was actually me a couple hours ago because my hair, oh no, I look like a troll doll. No. Well, I looked like a troll doll not too long ago. So this morning I mean, you guys probably notice I wear a lot of baseball caps when I'm doing my selfie videos for you guys in the group. And it's literally because, like, my hair, in order for it to be curly and stuff, like, I have to take its shower. It's not bath. It's shower. It's a whole process where I have to condition it and brush it while it's wet and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, I'm such a no fuss type of person that I just prefer to just put it back. So that's why you guys see me in baseball caps when I do my selfies, because I'm just like, no, because I like taking baths. I like taking baths at night. So if I take a bath at night, I don't want to take a shower in the morning and it just drives me nuts. So when I like rock the hair, it's because, you know, it's for you guys. It's for something special, generally speaking. But yeah, no, before that, it was troll. Like, I looked like a troll doll because my hair was not happy with me. And so I get it, sister. I'm natural. I feel your pain. Yeah. Hair is everywhere. My shirt is covered in paint. Oh, yeah. It happens. I do totally wish that we could put you on video, but I understand. Yeah. So it happens. Like, you know, you have your troll doll hair days. And, you know, again, for me, hat, I always go to a hat on those days. Okay. Darlings, I don't know, week three, I'm getting so familiar with you guys. Like, yeah, I'm a fan. I appreciate your bravery. I appreciate all the support you guys have been giving each other in the group. It's been really, really great. Like it, you have no idea whenever someone, oh, Stephanie's got to run. Bye. And thanks again. Hugs, hugs back. And I will go into this final monologue as I say goodbye. It's 3:40 and I am going to cut us off in probably about a minute. Okay. Bye, Stephanie. So, yeah, you guys have no idea, like, because that support that you give each other when you comment, watch and comment on each other's videos. I know, like, I will read some of the comments and I start getting all misty eyed. I get warm and feel these warm, fuzzy feelings because of the love that you guys are extending to one another and the compassion that you're extending to one another. And if I'm feeling it at that level, you know, I have a pretty good idea that the people on the receiving end are also appreciating it in that way. And as we know, like, with this video stuff and the way that I format this group is the positive reinforcement is so, so, so key, you know, because we're hard enough on ourselves in our heads when we're making videos, when we're first getting started, like, you know, we can be really tough on ourselves and where we think we should be when we're getting started or we're comparing ourselves to other people. So getting that cheerleading from this new group of people, from these wonderful other fellow entrepreneurs, really does go a long way. So keep up the good work and cheerleading for everybody who's posting and cheerleading for the people who are not posting. That's also really appreciated as well. Okay, so 3:42. You know, I think that we did pretty good with only the lovely, hold on, hashtag Stephanie Hour. Yeah, so I think that I'm going to call it, guys, and just say for next week, if you cannot make it live, make sure that you send some questions in advance because it's a limited time that you guys have with me where I can go ahead and answer any of your video questions. So it does not have to be about the course specifically. It could be, you know, down the road steps. It can be asking around, you know, anything. Anything that you want, anything that is concerning you, okay? So take advantage of me while you got me, all right? That's all I gotta say. That's it, I think. I'm looking down at my phone to see if it will give me any answers. Okay, no, that's it. So yeah, so next week, guys, make sure that you either join live, let's get the party going again. I think maybe people were on such a high from last week because it was such a great session. And it's summer and there's a heat wave and people are busy, but you know, this is finite. You know, the access to me in this way is finite. So make sure you take advantage of it. Okay. So implementation week, I am going to have office hours. I'm going to also have office hours during tech week and in the bonus week. Okay. So we've got three more. That's the half official halfway point because this was number three today. So yeah, so we're at the halfway point for office hours. Remember, time is on your side unless it's office hours. You gotta get in live. So either send me questions ahead of time for next week and I will give you guys lots of notice about that or join us live. All right. I'm here for you. I am here because I want to cheer you on. I want to help you make sure that you're taking these steps. If you are one of the people who've been having a hard time implementing for whatever reason, if it's been productive procrastination or unproductive procrastination, hop on the call next week, okay? Because I want to make sure that you're taking action. Because this video stuff, you're not going to, you know, get better on camera, comfortable on camera, confident on camera, and then, you know, be craving to have tech stuff because you're ready for it if you don't start taking action and pressing record. And those of you who are pressing record, I commend you. I know that it's quite an adventure that you have been on so far. So I commend you and I congratulate you. And for those of you who have not yet been pressing record or who started to press record and have slid off, I highly encourage you to get back on the wagon, so to speak. Get back on the train and keep going, because you've got the support. This is a time. This is actually like the easiest time for you to press record right now. Whatever level your resistance is, it's going to be the easiest time to press record, because you're going to have me in your corner. You're going to be able to ask me. You've got three more sessions where you can ask me directly about how to bust through your video blocks. And you also have people who are going to be cheerleading for you in the group, you know, like really, really supportive community. So make sure that you, you know, press record, post those videos, cheer other people on, and accept the praise that people give you. Okay. All right. That's it. And this is going to be good to know for moving forward on how to make this week's, the week three office hours more sexy and sassy so that you guys are able to show up. Okay. Ciao. You got this, darlings. And press the record button. I will see you next week for the implementation week. So make the most out of it. And actually, I'm in the group. I'll see you like in 2 minutes after this is done. But have a great weekend and get ready to really dive in next week and get caught up. Okay. It's possible. It's doable. You can do it. All right. That's it, guys. Have a good rest of the day. And as always, dream up.